a lot of chances on guys coming off injuries or at lower points in their career, and especially, you know, Charlie's kind of the story lately, the way you guys stuck with him. And you know, is that just a conscious way of building the team? And can you just talk about, and especially in Charlie's case, deciding to keep him?
Yeah, I mean, I think if I go back to when Jay was hired and we sat down and we looked at our roster and we knew we weren't good enough, right? We were coming in off 11, we were coming off a 5-win season. There were a lot of changes in the front office and in the coaching staff, and we knew. I mean, we knew when we sat down and we looked at the roster, so we're going to make a lot of changes. So it started then, and going into 12, we signed an awful lot of players, and a bunch we got right and a few we didn't get right. And we knew that was going to be the case because you never bat 1,000. And over from 12 to 13 to this year, I think you've seen we've kind of constructed and tried to build a team and a core of guys that we want to retain. And obviously, it's a result-driven business, and the results have gotten better each year, right? And so we go from 5 wins to 9 to 14 to 17 and make the playoffs last year. So, you know, and we knew we had to sign some younger players, and we felt like we had to do well in the draft, and we do feel like we did that. And then we've added some other pieces. And with Charlie, you know, he was an interesting one because with the accident and the injuries and all that, and then being in D.C. and then going back, he wanted to come back. And I think, and I don't want to speak for him, but there was a certain part of Charlie that wanted to come to us. And
he told me that.
And I think and we knew that. And so when you have a player that really wants to come and play for you, you know they're going to be in the right frame of mind. And he's from the New England area. It meant a lot to him. So we wanted to bring him back. We wanted to give him another chance. And when you have a guy like that that's in a mentally in a good place and wants to play for your club, it means a lot, right? And so sometimes that's not always the case. Sometimes you might sign an international player or another player that kind of is hoping or wish he was somewhere else. That wasn't the case with Charlie. So we knew we were getting him coming in, and this was the place he wanted to be. And when you're like that, it matters. And I think it's you can see it in kind of his attitude and when he shows up to training, he's happy, he's living where he wants to live, he's playing where he wants to play. And so I was saying earlier to someone, you can't not feel happy for the guy, right? I mean, it's a great story, and for him to come back and have the second half of the year that he's had for us, it's pretty tremendous.
Him and Kevin, it's like a Hollywood contest.
No, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, for both those guys, they're pretty remarkable stories.
A lot of hard work went into building this team. Do you get to kind of exhale and enjoy this? Or
I won't exhale until tomorrow night.
Yeah?
Right? So even tomorrow night, you know, you have expansion draft next week, you have re-entry draft next week, so I might be able to exhale for maybe 5 or 10 seconds, and then you're on to something else. So I'll take this issue every year, but there's still a lot going on, right? And so we have to prepare for all those sorts of things, and it is what it is, and the timing, and with expansion, you have to deal with all those other issues that are, it's a really busy off-season, and it starts, you know, it starts tomorrow night.
For all the planning that you guys went through, and this is not just your team, every team, but there's a lot of luck involved, right? You get Jermaine, he comes, kind of stumbles into your lap.
Yeah,
he blossoms.
I mean, you got to try to make some good decisions, right? But you also, I firmly believe, you also need a little bit of luck. And you know, I'm not. Yes, we wanted Jermaine, but there was no guarantee we were going to get him. So that went our way. We acknowledge it, we accept it, and we're happy about it. Right? So, I mean, so sometimes you need a little bit of luck, and we got it, and we'll take it.
So 2011, you guys went through that big reorganization.
Yeah.
Would you not be here if it wasn't for that reorganization in your mind?
That's a tough question to answer. I'm glad I am here, but that's a tough one to answer in terms of, you know, if that didn't happen. But we knew then that we had a lot of work to do, and you know, there's a certain level of satisfaction and that you have when you put a lot of time and effort into something. And you know, my first 3 years for the Revs working in the front office, we went to 3 MLS Cups in a row, and you're like, oh wow, this is pretty easy. It's not easy, right? It's not easy. You almost not expect it, but when you go from a player and now you're working in the front office in 5, 6, and 7, we're playing for MLS Cups, and then all of a sudden you have some very, very lean years, you're like, wow. And then, so to start the rebuilding process and to get back here it is rewarding, it feels good, but you know, feel a lot better if we can get a win tomorrow.
Great. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Right. Yeah, no problem, guys. Yep.